A survey was made recently in which hundreds of teenagers were asked one question. If you were standing in front of a mirror and had the power to change anything about yourself, would you change anything? Now, how do you suppose they responded? Over 90% said, "Yes, I would." Hardly anybody was completely happy about himself, too fat, too skinny, too tall, too short, too light, or too dark. And that's sad. If one of those teenagers doesn't like his coat or a pair of shoes, he can get a replacement someday. But if he doesn't like his looks or something about himself, he's in trouble. Unfortunately, it doesn't always improve once a person has grown. There's a poem by Tennyson about a man who would like a certain lady to notice him, but he hides behind trees and around the corners of buildings because he's afraid to meet her. And as he reflects on this, he says, "Ah, for a man to arise in me, that the man I am may cease to be." He doesn't want to change just a few things about himself. He wants a whole new man to arise in him. I'm Landon Saunders, and this is Heartbeat. In the United States, there are about 6 million alcoholics. In many cases, these people drink as an escape from their low opinion of themselves. Others have the same feelings, but show it in different ways. Dr. Laurent Forres, the director of a mental hospital in Florida, said in a recent speech that his hospital is becoming increasingly aware of the problem of food addiction. There are 20 million people in this country who are seriously overweight, and a large number of those have come to that condition because they simply don't like themselves. They think they're unattractive, and they eat compulsively to prove it to somebody else. Have you ever heard anybody say, "When that happened, I felt lower than a worm with fallen arches"? Some people feel that way all the time, maybe because they feel guilty about something, or because they've had one failure after another. Or maybe it's because their parents didn't teach them to like themselves. Many just haven't looked deep enough into themselves to find the qualities that are worth liking. Could it be that I've been describing you? Not that you've ever come right out and said, "I don't like myself." But deep down, that may be how you really feel. Well, I have some news for you. You don't have to feel that way about yourself anymore. It can all be different. A new person can arise in you. The teacher said that a fresh start, a new birth, is possible. In fact, not only possible, but indispensable, if life is to be full and rich and filled with purpose. Let's talk about a new beginning. This is Heartbeat.